So Pat began working his sled to the west, but it was slow and dangerous work. A sudden movement would have wrecked him. Only a gentle swaying of his body, constantly repeated, that turned the sled a mere trifle to the left, was possible. Each passing minute made it clear that he could not hope to miss the island except by the narrowest margin. Little by little he worked to the west, but still not far enough. His speed was too great to give him much time. Once he thought of rolling off the sled and taking the chance of breaking his neck, but he could not forget that he was carrying Christmas. His heart almost stopped beating as he came under the shadow of the island. He knew now that he could clear the land, but there were ice hummocks in the way. Another gentle swerve, still another. His right runner was lifted by the base of a hummock, the sled balanced for an instant on the left, and settled back to level again. He had cleared the island. Now it was a straight course before the wind. "All I have to do now is to stop when the time comes, but 'tis no easy job," exclaimed Pat. At once his mind began to busy itself with this problem. To roll off the sled would be extremely dangerous, but for the moment there seemed to be no other way. "If I could only take down the sail," Pat muttered. He looked up at it, and then laughed. "The fool that you are, Pat," he said. "All you have to do is to pull up the mast and throw it away." Thereupon he settled himself for the enjoyment of the rest of the trip. He had to make no further change from the straight line in which he was going in order to reach his destination.